I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Yesterday, the U.S. dropped its biggest non-nuclear bomb in a part of eastern Afghanistan. The target was a system of tunnels used by ISIS in Afghanistan, a branch of the main group in Iraq and Syria. 36 militants were reportedly killed. A lot of worrying questions raised by all this. Right now, though, we want to bring you the perspective of one young Afghan who knows the region where this bomb was dropped. Nurjahan Akbar is an Afghan human rights activist. She's currently in Washington, D.C. So, Nurjahan, some reports out of that area say Afghans who live miles from the blast thought they were facing the end of the world. Can you just take us to Nangarhar province in eastern Afghanistan? What does it look like? What happens there?
This is not the dry desert that you usually see. In the media, it's incredibly green and just there's running water. There's a river really close to this area in Nangarhar and Jalalabad. So it's a very, very environmentally serene and beautiful area. I was in Nangarhar in 2013, and I visited with friends for entertainment because there is a river and there's fresh fish. So my memories of Nangarhar are incredibly peaceful. It's sitting by the river, eating fish, talking to local business owners. What I would say is Nangarhar, incredibly rural, but also haunted by military airstrikes, by military activity by Taliban and ISIS.
Yeah, quite a contrast with the giant bomb and the presence of ISIS. How exposed to ISIS fighters are the civilians in Nangarhar? Like, are they facing the same things that Syrians and Iraqis have had to endure under ISIS?
Not to the same degree. So I would argue that though ISIS is a presence and definitely a presence in Nangarhar, it's not as big of a threat as the Taliban are in the region and in the country. Mm. And partly that's because ISIS are still seen as an outsider force because they don't have deep roots in the country. They don't have deep roots in the community. And local communities don't have, you know, sometimes they might have feelings of sympathy towards the Taliban because they know them. They might be relatives. They might be local young men. That's not the case with ISIS. Many ISIS fighters are not even from Afghanistan or the communities that they are fighting in.
What was your reaction when you first heard about this massive bomb dropped on Nangarhar?
So when this bomb dropped, like many people, I was shocked because there had been no talk of it. There was no signs that this was going to happen. So, you know, like many, I was like, why today and why Nangarhar? Because it's not like we have had weekly reports of the atrocities of ISIS in the area. So I was very shocked. And I still think we need to do a lot of research and find out what the exact impact of this bomb was on the local area and the environment, the serene beauty of the area. And we have been dropping bombs on Afghanistan for the last 12 years, and I don't see the war coming to an end. So
Do you have even a clear sense of what U.S. policy is for Afghanistan right now under Trump?
Does anyone? I don't think the administration has a clear idea of what their policy is.
What do you think about the argument that if ISIS were left to thrive, they could have inflicted a lot more damage to the area of Nangarhar and to the country as a whole?
The Taliban are inflicting already all the damages that people think the ISIS would be inflicting on Afghan population. We are already seeing that kind of damage being done by the Taliban. So I think this bomb was less about ISIS and more about the U.S. showing force in the region.
Experts who follow ISIS online and understand their patterns when they claim responsibility see ISIS claiming this bomb did little to disturb them, that they're just fine. The U.S. says the bomb killed several dozen ISIS fighters. ISIS says they had zero deaths. What is your worry about what comes next?
I'm worried about what this means for the long run. If we are bombing neighborhoods, destroying their fields, destroying their agriculture, killing their livestock, does that really help us win the war?
Right. Well, now there's this burgeoning presence of ISIS and these bombs. You spoke so fondly about eating the fish there in Nangarhar, picnicking by the river. Do you ever wonder if you will be able to repeat that sometime?
It's not just about me being able to go to Jalalabad and have fresh fish. It's about the local communities, about the local fishermen. It's about the women who go to school and might not be able to increase insecurity. This bomb is yet another reminder to Afghans that our country is seen as a battlefield, that our voices are rarely taken into account, and what happens in Afghanistan is just a power play between superpowers.
Well, thanks very much for sharing your voice today. Noorjahan Akbar, human rights activist based in Washington. Thank you.
Thank you.